When we think about how we communicate in relationships, it's easy to focus on words, what we say, how we say it. But honestly, our actions, the smaller silent ones, often speak louder and can hold more weight than anything spoken.
Yes, it's fascinating, isn't it? I mean, think about a warm smile or just holding someone's hand in a tough moment. That silent reassurance can be so much more powerful than, well, the perfect words.
Exactly. There's this couple I coached who come to mind. They were constantly at odds, you know, arguing about sometimes the smallest things. They'd focus so much on what each other was saying, or not saying, that they missed these silent cues they were giving off. Like, the way they crossed their arms or avoided eye contact when things got heated.
It's such a common blind spot, isn't it? What happened with them?
We worked on being mindful about their gestures. It started small. During an argument, I suggested they try softening their expressions a bit, look at each other directly, maybe even try a little smile when they apologized. At first, they laughed at the idea, but eventually those little actions, those sincere smiles, made a big difference. And then, adding things like a simple, gentle touch when one of them was upset. It was like their whole emotional dynamic shifted. The tension just kind of melted away.
That's beautiful. And isn't it interesting how those tiny gestures, a smile, a touch, can feel so instinctive, yet make such a profound impact?
Absolutely. And there's actually science behind that. Our brains are wired to respond to nonverbal signals. For instance, mirror neurons. They play a huge role here. These little brain cells basically help us empathize by mirroring the emotions we see in others.
Oh, so it's like when you see someone smiling, you sort of automatically feel a bit lighter or happier yourself?
Exactly. Smiling, maintaining soft eye contact. Those actions not only convey warmth, but actually trigger a similar emotional response in the person observing it. It's one of the ways we connect with each other on a deeper, almost instinctive level.
It's incredible, isn't it? It means these silent signals, they're not just gestures, they're emotional bridges. They help us feel seen, understood, even loved in a way that words sometimes can't fully express.
Exactly. And when we're aware of how much these silent cues matter, it opens up new ways to connect, even during difficult times. And the beauty is, anyone can learn to be more intentional with them. And that's precisely why these nonverbal gestures are so important, Elena. It's not just about the big, obvious actions like a hug or a smile. It's the smaller, intentional gestures, too. A soft nod of understanding, or even just sitting close to someone during a tough conversation. Those little acts can quietly strengthen those emotional bridges we talked about earlier.
Oh, absolutely. It's amazing how those subtle actions can speak volumes. Actually, that reminds me of a moment I had a while back. I'd just gotten through a really tough conversation. One of those talks where everything feels fragile.
Yeah, I think we've all been there. What happened?
Well, afterwards, I was feeling so raw, you know? And the person I was speaking with didn't try to say much. They just pulled me into this long, warm embrace. No words, no explanations, just that one action. And honestly, it said everything I needed to hear. I remember thinking, this is what understanding feels like.
It's so powerful, isn't it? I mean, that one gesture probably cut through all the noise, all the emotions that words might have struggled to untangle.
Exactly. And I think that's what makes nonverbal communication so vital. It fills the gaps where words fall short. But of course, it's not always universal, is it? I mean, what feels natural in one culture might feel completely out of place in another.
That's such an important point. Like, take eye contact, for example. In some cultures, it's seen as a sign of respect, attentiveness. But in others, it can feel confrontational, even disrespectful.
Yes. And I think about how even something as simple as physical touch, something very comforting to some, can feel intrusive or overwhelming to others. Have you ever worked with couples where that kind of cultural difference caused misunderstandings?
Oh, definitely. There was this one couple, for instance. One partner was from a Mediterranean background, the other from a Nordic culture. Such a classic combination of touch and space. One would naturally go for a reassuring pat on the back or a quick embrace, while the other would lean away, valuing, well, a bit of distance.
And let me guess, they both felt misunderstood?
Exactly. But by helping them explore each other's perspectives, really dive into how their gestures reflected care and respect, they found ways to adapt. Over time, they developed, I guess you could call it, a shared nonverbal language.
I love that, because when you think about it, isn't nonverbal communication all about customization? Like tailoring those actions and gestures so they resonate with the person in front of you.
Exactly. It's about being present, being observant, and then responding in a way that feels authentic to both people involved. You know, Elena, as we've been exploring how nonverbal communication builds those emotional connections, it makes me wonder, what happens when so much of our interaction shifts to digital spaces? How do those gestures translate, or even evolve, when face-to-face moments aren't an option?
Oh, completely. I mean, look at how emojis and GIFs have become, well, almost like the body language of text conversations. You send that one little heart emoji or a silly dancing GIF, and in a way, it says what words can't.
It's true. And then you've got video calls, where suddenly your smile, your posture, even the tone of your voice becomes crucial for getting your message across. It's like, in some ways, digital communication forces us to be even more intentional.
Right. And you know, even with something like a quick voice message, the tone really matters, doesn't it? You can say the exact same phrase, but depending on whether you sound warm and excited or rushed and monotone, the meaning completely changes.
Exactly. And that intentionality, being aware of how tone, body language, and even silence come across online, is so important for reducing misunderstandings. Because let's face it, sometimes context gets lost in translation.
Oh, for sure. I mean, have you ever had one of those moments where you read a text and thought, wait, is this person annoyed with me? And it turns out they just didn't use an emoji or an exclamation point?
All the time. And it just shows how much we've come to rely on those little digital cues to read emotion. But when we're missing those face-to-face gestures, being clear and intentional becomes like the non-negotiable rule.
So, do you think there's a way to make those virtual interactions more personal? More connected?
Definitely. For one, aligning your tone and facial expressions when you're on video calls is a big one. If your tone says you're happy, but your face looks blank, it sends mixed signals. Also, things like maintaining eye contact with the camera, small effort, big impact.
And I suppose being mindful of pauses matters too, right? Like giving people time to respond, especially in those laggy moments on a video call. It's kind of like creating the digital equivalent of what we were saying earlier, leaving space in the conversation.
Exactly. It's all about creating that emotional resonance, even through a screen. And on top of that, staying aware of the little things, like your posture or the way you nod during a video call, can all help make the interaction feel more genuine.
It's almost like we need to think of digital communication as its own nonverbal language, isn't it? One where the tools might be different, but the principles are still the same. Be intentional and always listen with your full attention.
That's it exactly. Whether it's a reassuring touch in person or an encouraging emoji in a text, it all comes down to the same thing, showing that you're present, that you care.
And isn't that kind of beautiful? It means that whether we're sitting across from someone or connected through a screen, we still have all these ways to bridge the distance and make each other feel seen.
It really is. And I think the takeaway here is that nonverbal communication isn't just a nice extra. It's at the heart of how we connect, both in person and online. So, as we navigate this digital world, let's be mindful of the silent signals we're sending.
Absolutely. And on that note, Caleb, this has been such a thoughtful conversation. I hope our listeners walk away inspired to explore their own silent signals, whether they're tapping on a screen or holding someone's hand.
Me too. And to all of you listening, thanks for spending your time with us today. Stay kind, stay connected, and we'll see you next time.